Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Oh, good. The sun is shining where we are, and it's pretty awesome. And we're absolutely ready to talk about legendary drums.
Yeah, I saw a couple things online about it, and yeah, I mean, we can debate. So I'm not taking claim for any of these. These aren't my favorites. I'm not saying they're not my favorites, but I'm just saying these are like consensus, various lists online. Mm-hmm. And it was so interesting, like classic drum beat of all time, like ones we're not playing, so that I'm not giving away the game completely. Like there was a U2 track on there, and I'm like, you know, I wouldn't normally think of like U2 as like, you know, like a drumming bass band. But it was Sunday Bloody Sunday. And when you think about the drums for that, you're like, oh yeah. Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. You know, again, not a, you know, I don't associate Paul Simon's tracks like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. the drumming. But then when I listened to them, I was like, yeah, those are really awesome drum beats. But hopefully we've got a good collection for you. Now, the first one we've got, iconic, and this is, I guess, the song's literally called Funky Drummer. And so this is James Brown. So yeah, I guess this is what I do think of when I think of this drummer. Mm-hmm. And this guy who played on it, Clyde Stubblefield, is considered one of the best drummers of all time. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the most sampled drum clips of all time. Mm-hmm. But of course, he doesn't get any money from this because the drummer is just a part of the whole background of a song.
Oh, that's awesome.
Songwrites go to like the writers.
Yeah.
And writing a drum beat isn't considered a writing. But anyway, so he's it's amazing drum beat. Have a listen and maybe you'll recognize it because it's been sampled. It's the most sampled drum beat of all time.
Yeah, this is definitely what I was thinking in terms of iconic drum feels.
Yeah.
Just because of how often you hear it sampled in other stuff.
Yeah.
Across so many different genres as well, like huge in that sort of like early era of hip hop, but then even now, like people are speeding it up and turning it into like jungle breaks and stuff.
I nerdily went and printed it out, the beat notation, but no, I can't even.
You can't decipher. It's beyond us.
Yes.
Let's listen to Funky Drummer from James Brown.
Turn over.
it's just so good.
It's so good. I feel like that one isn't too debatable. Is there a lot of debate kind of online and throughout the history of like drum beats being analyzed? Is there a lot of debate?
Well, I guess, you know, there's a difference between personal taste and, you know, but, you know, when I was thinking about, because I guess another one way we could have done it is best drummers, right? Because, like, the actual drummers themselves. And, I like, again, this list didn't click to me because you think of drummers kind of in the background. But Phil Collins was a drummer and made then a career, you know, featuring himself. Dave Grohl was the drummer. Questlove is a drummer. So, like, some drummers are able to sort of, like, come out of the background. When I was younger, I was a big fan of Sheila E. She's Prince's drummer. And, like, so some are able to sort of come out. And I guess there's other ones, like, where people do know them, like Charlie Watts with the Rolling Stones. Like, people know the drummer's name and they know what he does. So ways of them sort of coming out of the shadows. Now, this next track... it's the drumming, but it's also the complexity of it, because this is Dave Brubeck's Take Five. The drummer is Joe Morello. And the iconic element of this is that it's in what's called 5/4 beat.
I love about the song.
99.9 of the songs on the radio, pop songs, would be in a 4 beat. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, or you can sort of count 1, 2. Or a little count 16s if you're going fast. Mm-hmm. So see if you can do the count of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And actually, for the other music nerds out there, the song's just in 2 chords. Everybody's just playing 2 chords, E-flat minor 7th and B-flat minor 7th. And all this stuff, this 5 things going on top. And then this dreamy sax just comes in.
I love this track.
Yeah, I remember the first time someone was like, it's called Take Five because it's in 5/4. And I was like,
that's and you think, I mean, I don't know if you want to try to dance to it, but I mean, yeah, it's unusual.
But it doesn't, like, I don't know, it's unusual, but it doesn't particularly, like, a lot of people wouldn't even pick up that it's not in a normal time signature because it's not.
That's right. That's
it's not, doesn't
flow.
Sound that, like, rogue.
Yeah, the flow's amazing. But I don't know if people watch Seinfeld, but Elaine's dance on Seinfeld is maybe how you end up dancing to a 5/4 song.
Can you count it, Millie?
I'm counting it now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Let's have
what a rhythm.
Thank you. poor old keys player got the boring role for this track, didn't they? But they can't always shine.
That's Dave Brubeck himself. So he's probably half with one hand like conducting,
right?
You know, or with his foot conducting, and so yeah, he's just jamming it on. And then, fun fact: some of you might know it. I bet someone's already rung in about it. The other famous 5/4 piece is the Mission Impossible theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, it is too.
That's brilliant.
It's a very like kind of slinky sounding beat. Eh? It makes you kind of want to slink around.
It's those brushes.
Yeah.
Those down brushes.
Yep.
Oh yeah, those brushes. Well, yeah. So I guess, you know, when we're talking about drums, the basic drum kit that you would get is 5 drums, mm-hmm. bass drum, a floor tom, 2 upper toms, and then the snare. That's what you're talking about, the brushes. And then 1 cymbal and 1 hi-hat. Those are the 2 cymbals upside down that sort of chomp on each other. And all that noise from that little setup, and then all these completely different artists. But of course, a lot of them will add different things to it.
Mm. Completely different. We've had some honourable mentions through the text line. John Bonham, Led Zepp.
Yes, yes. And the song that people were saying was When the Levee Breaks to listen to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is one of my favourite tracks of all time, actually. Known for Speed, John Bonham, apparently, as well. Ginger Baker, that's an honourable mention. And someone couldn't agree with you more about Questlove.
Oh yeah, someone said from the Seed 2.0. Awesome. Someone's also talking about 5/4 and saying the timing means there's actually more beats to dance to. So
I reckon
maybe it's easier to dance.
I could throw some really good shapes to that track, actually.
Cut some good shapes.
Yeah, I reckon I could cut
a pentagon maybe with the 5/4 situation.
Yeah.
We've got the Go-Go's to end on a high.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and so it's great, all-women band, and, you know, to fit in with all these, you know, amazing, you know, man drummers and classic blues drummers, to have the sort of L.A., they were young women band. Apparently they didn't like the song at first. They felt it wasn't punk enough, but they ended up sort of leaning into new wave, you know, like they were sort of like a bridge. Mm-hmm. So this all-women rock band from L.A., and the song's from 1980, We Got the Beat.
You know, speaking of awesome female drummers, Karen Carpenter?
Yeah.
Oh, actually. You're right. She's mm-hmm. just up there playing, singing so sweet. And then how she's keeping the beat with her feet and hands.
Amazing, eh? I don't know. I think singing and drumming at the same time has got to be one of the hardest things to do musically.
Anyone who can sing and drum, I'm immediately like, what a musician.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, you're like that. You're like an octopus because everyone's doing something different.
Mm.
I know.
Yeah, you have to seriously split your brain up into lots of different pieces.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even sing and play guitar on a good day.
It's hard.
Sometimes
it's hard
that's
to
beyond
coordinate.
Me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do love that. What's that one video of Karen Carpenter and
she's like somewhere that one, playing live.
That live video, and it's just incredible.
And she's rocking out.
Yeah. and she does a really good solo in that as well. Anyway, we're gonna listen to the Go-Go's. Thank you so much for another wonderful Travelling Tunes, Kirsten. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome. Have a great week, everyone. Weekend.
You too.
Thanks,
talk
Kirsten.
Soon.
Bye.
Bye.
was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.